Artistic expression takes many forms, sometimes in amazing ways. In our weekly trip to the movies, Daybreak Asia's Ray Kugel tells us about a documentary film which shows how one Tibetan artist used his skills to create something unique and life-changing.
Heaven soaked in honey is far less seductive to me than you, my beloved country. Lonesome nights are many. Time drips like viscous honey. And to orphans like us, there is no midnight story.
Tenzing Rigdol is more than just a highly acclaimed contemporary artist. He is a man with a very personal commitment to his Tibetan roots. Rigdol, who lives in New York, used his talent to create something of great depth and emotion. The death of his father to cancer in 2009 caused Rigdol to act. He came up with a plan to honor his father's last request to return to Tibet. After a Chinese forced exile to India, relocation to Nepal, and political asylum in New York. It was not meant to be, yet also a dream for many others.
So when my father passed away, somehow that idea hit me really strong. And then I was thinking, there are so many, just like my father, who couldn't go back to Tibet due to the political reasons. So all of a sudden, one night, I had this idea. If they cannot go back there, is there any other way that I could somehow, like, bring Tibet to them?
In the documentary called Bringing Tibet Home, Rigdol comes up with the idea to secretly transport Tibetan soil through Nepal to Dharamsala, India, where he can lay it down on a large stage platform and allow refugees to walk on it as a real-life connection to the homeland. Through careful planning with a childhood friend living in Kathmandu, Rigdol smuggles 20 metric tons of soil from Shigatse, Tibet. Despite a dubious connection, who promises shipment by truck, but repeatedly fails to deliver because of permit and border problems, the soil is ultimately transported by zip line and on the backs of smugglers underneath the China-Nepal Friendship Bridge. The soil is repackaged into plain white sacks and sent by truck under the cover of darkness several weeks later to Dharamsala, home of the world's largest Tibetan exile community. Rigdol's work is briefly consecrated by the Dalai Lama and then displayed for 3 days in October 2011 as an art installation called Our Land, Our People. Thousands of young and old walk and touch the soil. Bringing Tibet Home is written and directed by Tenzin Setin Chokle, who comes up with a documentary that plays like an adventure feature film. The story unfolds in real time, with all the delays and frustrations making it compelling viewing. For Chokle, who is based in New York, the movie also has a special connection. I spoke with him about the filmmaking and just how personal it turned out to be.
Tenzing Rigdol and I go back a long way. I knew him when we were like probably 8 or 10 years old in Tibetan Children's Village School in Dharamsala, India. It's a school for Tibetan refugee kids. So that's when I first met him, but we've been separated for years. And then when I moved to New York in 2009, I met Tenzing again. And by that time, he had become quite a well-known Tibetan artist. So when we met, he was telling me about his father and how he passed away because of cancer. And then he told me about this plan, this idea to do an art project. Just hearing about it gave me goosebumps, and I thought this was something I wanted to be involved in, regardless of whether I made a film about it or not.
Were you surprised that Rigdahl devised such a daring plan with so many logistical issues, and yet he comes from an artist's background?
The positive thing of coming from an artistic background is that he didn't think too much about the details. He concentrated more on the bigger picture. And then when he faced logistical problems at the end, when he actually went out to do that, he was more patient than most other people. So I think his background worked out in his favor.
Did you offer him any advice about his mission along the way as you filmed?
We did have discussions. I was constantly there. And then I had to debate whether to be involved or not. And then I chose not to be involved so much, because if I made a film about it, I wanted to be fair to the field of documentary filmmaking.
How hard was it to keep Rigdahl's plan and your working right beside him secret?
As I went along with him, I knew that if I was too obvious in terms of filming him in broad daylight, I would risk jeopardizing his project. So in a sense, I had to keep myself under constant guard, not to be seen by people when I was shooting. And I didn't have a crew. I was careful throughout the way.
How anonymous could you be while filming in Nepal and India with people all around you?
Luckily, most people in Nepal, when I travel there, they think I'm either a Japanese or a Korean person, not a local person. So there are tourists in Nepal, so probably they thought that I was just a tourist shooting just general touristy stuff.
Have there been any repercussions for you or Rigdahl after the full story came out?
When we were screening the film at several international festivals, the Chinese would send the journalists to interview us, and it turns out they're not really journalists. They wanted to talk about our lives, not really the film. And then several film festivals, they were under pressure from the Chinese government to pull our film out.
Is there any greater message of how art can be used to influence social or political change?
When we see the story unfold, and how one person, through his work of art, shows so much resilience. And then I think in the long run, it will be an inspirational piece for most Tibetans of all generations.
Choklay's Bringing Tibet Home is more than just a spiritual journey. There is an emotional knockout that resonates far beyond the exiled Tibetan community. Returning home after long absences is a loving part of the human condition, no matter where you are and why it's happened. That art can make it possible is a testament to the brilliance of Rigdahl the artist and Choklay the filmmaker, who allows us to watch it. I'm Ray Kugel.
And I'm very hopeful that very soon Tibetans in exile and Tibetans in Tibet will reunite in their homeland.
Ray Kugel joins us every Friday for a look at films in or about Asia. And if you'd like more information on this film, you can go to the website. It's bringingtibethome.com. That's bringingtibethome, all one word. We bring the latest world news home to you every day. It's coming up next with Steve Norman and International Edition. I'm Jim Stevenson. Thanks for joining us today on Daybreak Asia.